Erevin Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, discussing the concept of bitul rishus, nullifying one's property. What happens? You have five people living in a chatzer, in a courtyard, and one of them forgets to contribute to the Eruv. So now the entire Eruv is null and void because they're all living in the chatzer and there's one guy who didn't participate. Well, he can do this thing called bitul rishus. He can nullify his property and therefore consider himself to be a guest of theirs. Well, then there's only remaining, there are only four homeowners, and they made an Eruv together, so then that's fine. The question is, says the Mishnah, well, what kind of Rishus does he need to nullify? He has his own house. He also has a portion in the Chatzer. So ideally, he should nullify, he should be Mavatel, both his portion in the Chatzer and his house. And then they will have the authority to carry in and out, and he's going to be restricted. But what happens in this case? One guy didn't participate in the Eruv, and he was only Mavatel his portion in the chatzer, but not Mavatel's house. So beiso osim lahachn mislahotzi lo v'lahem. Since he didn't Mavatel his house, he can't take any of his things out of his house, and they can't either, because his house is not connected to them. V'shalahem, and their houses and their things, mutarim lo v'lahem. Why? Because their houses are part of the Eruv and connected to the Chatzer. Nosnu lo rishusan. What if the other four guys, they were mevatel their rishus to him? So hun mutar vehin asurin. He's now the balabas, so he can carry in and out, but they can't. Hayushnayim osrin zal zeh. But what if there were two guys who didn't participate in the Eruv? They asur on each other. Why? She'echa nosin rishus v'nolta rishus. You can have one person who gives up his rights in the property and is considered to be a guest, but not two. Shnayim nosim rishus, they can give up ve'in notlim rishus. Two people can be mevatel to the other people, but they can't accept the bitul rishus from the other people. And therefore, if there are two people, they ask for each other, they have to be the ones to be mevatel their rishus. Well, when do you do this? Says Mishnah Dalad, me'emas ainos and rishus. When do they give permission? V'shamay or v'shamay says me bod yom, it has to be done on Friday. V'shilol says me shachashecha, as long as it's done. It's done, even if it's done on Shabbos. Mis shenasan rishus v'hotzi. What happens if I am the guy who forgot, and I say, you know what, okay, I forgot, I'm going to be the guest with everybody else, and then all of a sudden, before anybody else takes out their vessels or carries anything into the chatzer, I take out my stuff. Beim b'shogig beim b'meizu, whether it's unintentional or intentional, hari ze'oser, it's as if I retracted my bitul rishus, and therefore there's no permission for anybody to carry out anymore. Div Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Yudah says, "Bemezid oser." If I did that on purpose to take out, so I undid my bitul rishus. But b'shogeg, if I did it unintentionally, eino oser, and that's how we paskin. If he carried out unintentionally, if you didn't realize that he forgot, if he really meant to move out those rishus, he forgot, that doesn't undermine his giving up his rishus, and therefore he's still considered to be a guest. They are considered to be the owners, and they are therefore permitted to carry from their house into the chutz.